from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo. Radio
Nova. It's 2 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. As the body of the ninth victim of the Sussex light aircraft tragedy is recovered, messages of condolence continue to pour into the families and friends of those who died. The light aircraft was taking part in the Beaujolais Nouveau race when it came down in a wooded area. Wreckage from the plane was scattered over a wide area and all those on board died. Rescue workers are still at the scene of the crash, as are accident investigators from the British Department of Transport. They're searching for clues to the cause of the tragic air disaster. Those on board were restaurateurs Pat Gibbons, Francois Schelbaum and Enrico Kiki. Journalists John Feeney, Niall Handley, Tony Hennigan and Kevin Marin. Wine merchant Paul McCassidy and the pilot was Jack Walsh. The president, the Taoiseach, the Thornisher, the Fianna Fáil leader and prominent figures in the business world and media have all expressed sympathy for the families of the victims. The chartered light aircraft had taken off from Dublin last evening and came down on the Sussex hillside shortly before 7 o'clock last night. The rest of today's news, Guardian County Wexford are investigating a double shooting incident. John O'Reilly from Rathmure shot his wife Mary in the kitchen of their home. He then fired at the boyfriend of one of his daughters before turning the gun on himself. Mr. O'Reilly, who was in his 40s, had been freed on parole just 10 days ago. A pathologist is today examining the bodies. Another 845 miners returned to work in Britain today, according to the National Coal Board. Almost 4,000 miners have now gone back to work this week alone, figures which are disputed by the Miners' Union. Yet more picket line clashes have been reported today, though not on a serious scale. Police were stoned and at least one arrest was made. 12 people died in Turkey today when a passenger bus collided head-on with a truck in the 7th central province of Mead. 12 other people were injured. Verdicts of unlawful killing have been reported on all 6 victims of the IRA Harrods bombing of last December. The 2-hour inquest heard how 3 police officers died in the blast after being drawn to the scene by a warning. The former head of the anti-terrorist squad, Commander William Huckabee, said he believed the warning had been given to lure the officers to their deaths. Commander Huckabee said the police effort to track down the bombers was still absolute, and he pledged that the terrorists would eventually be caught. The woman killed in a car accident in Drogheda last night has been named as Mrs. Aileen Gilmartin, who was 37 and lived at Conkeen Grove, Kilvergrange in Dublin. 2 other people were injured in the accident. Finally, Austin Rover says about 2,000 more car workers have returned to work this morning. Men crossed picket lines at the Longbridge plant near Birmingham and at the Cowley plant in Oxford. Austin Rover said there were still too few men working to enable car production to restart. A spokesman for the unions at Austin Rover said the company's figures were grossly exaggerated. Weather forecast, firstly for the Bay Area, dry this afternoon, perhaps some rain later, area high 10 degrees, the wind southeast to southwest, light force 1 to 3. For the northwest of England, Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man, cloudy with outbreaks of rain this afternoon, area high 11 degrees, the wind south to southeast, moderate force 4. Nova News, it's 3 minutes past 2. Greg got Graham, Radio Nova.